Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see so many of you this morning. Have you ever felt thirsty? Have any of you ever felt thirsty? Well, I brought some things with me this morning because I have sometimes worked outdoors when it's really hot in the sunshine and I get so thirsty. And what do you want to drink when you're thirsty? Water, yeah. You know, even sometimes when I'm working at Marshall's, I work there 8 hours a day now, and I talk to people all day long. Sometimes while I'm standing there, I'm so thirsty just because I'm losing so much moisture out of my body talking to people all the time that I have my water, and I drink my water, and I sometimes have ice in my water. And I'm very blessed because I have water from a well. And ever since I moved to that ranch where I live, there is a deep well there. And I love the taste of the water. I actually love the taste of it. And I have had water in places I have been that I didn't really like the taste of it. It just didn't taste good. Have you ever had water that it kind of looked good, but when you drank it, it tasted awful? And that's a terrible thing to have happen. Well, so I want to show you something this morning because I got thinking about this water and how important it is to have good water when you're thirsty. And I thought of the water like a reputation. And that might sound like a strange thing. How could we compare water to your reputation? Well, this is what I thought about reputation. You see, when we first start out as little children, we have a pretty good reputation. We might have a pretty good reputation. And then we make choices. And I want you to maybe gather around because I'm going to do some things to this water to show you what can happen to the inside of us by the choices we make. So let's pretend that this container is you. It's you when you're a little boy or girl. And then you make a choice that you're going to tell a lie. And that's like a lie. What does it do to the water? What does telling a lie do to the inside of you? It's going to change you, isn't it? What happens if then you decide to take something that doesn't belong to you and you just take it anyways and you sneak it and you take it and then you lie about it? That's like a lie that gets dropped inside of you. Does that change you even more? And you know, then let's say somebody else does something that you don't really like. You know, you don't really like it. So then you get angry and you say really hateful words to them. Does that change the inside of you more? Yes. And you know, you keep doing that, boys and girls. If you choose to do those things, pretty soon you will be really different. And then you will start to have a reputation. You'll start to have a reputation, and people will know you for the things you do. You know, in the town I grew up in when I was a teenager, even when I was a teenager, I lived in this little town in the state of Maine, and there was people in that town that I heard of because there was lots of other people that would say that Randy Baker had a short fuse, so he had a reputation. He had a reputation all over town that he was the type of guy that when something went wrong, when he was driving a log truck, he'd get really angry. So people in town would say, that was commonly reported, he had a short fuse. Then there was another person I was acquainted with that people would say, oh, that person is a pathological liar. Like, they just lie all the time. We don't want to have reputations like that. I know someone else that it was commonly reported in town. Their reputation was that this man will, he'll do anything for you. He'll give you the shirt right off his back if you need it. He'll do anything. He'll be there to help you. Then there's other people that I knew, they had a reputation that if you ever was broke down side of the road, you could call that person and they would always come fix your car and they would help you. We want to have good reputations, but what happens if we've made some bad choices? This is where the problem comes. What if we've made bad choices and we've, you know, and all of a sudden we're changed inside? Does that water look like something you want to drink? What looks better? Does this water look better, like you want to drink it?
Both of these.
Who wants to drink some water?
I do.
What volunteer? So let me put some water in a glass. This girl right over here is going to volunteer for us. So drink the water, and then you can tell us if that's really good tasting water. What do you think? Not sure about it. Well, that is actually very clean water. But now I need another volunteer because I have some more water. So it rained at our house. It rained at the ranch last night. So I'm going to have you volunteer. It rained last night, you know, and I love rain. Do you love rain? I actually really like rain because, the rain comes down and it makes the grass grow. Well, it rained last night, and this morning, when I took care of the horses, I went down to the barn and I saw a puddle of rain, and the geese were really liking it, you know, and so I got some of that rainwater that the geese were playing in this morning. And it's water, and it was rain. Would you like to drink that? No. I'm just kidding. So, really, that water doesn't look very good. You know why that water isn't good? Because it's been polluted. It's gross. It was a puddle. Yes, there was probably geese poop in it. It was a puddle that was in the barnyard, and the geese were splashing around in it, and. There's grass in there, there's dirt in there. That's polluted water. That's what you can become like. So we'll fill that glass up a little bit more. That's what you could become like that. You could become like that if you make really bad choices all through your life. You could become like that. Or if you made choices to obey Jesus, you would be like a glass of water like this. Yeah, but it would be, this water would be good, and you would be refreshing. And when somebody was thirsty, and they were thirsty to know about Jesus, they could come to you. And they would know that everything that would be inside of you would be refreshing to them. But what happens, boys and girls, what happens if we make these kind of choices? And then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a place in life where that everything inside of us is crappy, like goose poop in it and grass and mud and probably a little bit of horse poop in there too. And we're really crappy inside. Can we do anything to change it? Can we do anything? You know, we could add more water to that. We could put, what if we took this jug right here? Yeah, well, what if we took that jug and we mixed all that dirty water in there? Would it make it clean?
No,
it's still going to be dirty. But I have an idea. I have an idea. When we get all polluted inside because we've lied and we've had temper tantrums and we've stolen things and we've been mean and we've said hateful words and all the terrible things that we can do that makes us polluted inside, there's only one thing that I know we can do.
Right.
We got to dump it out. We got to get rid of it. And there's only one person that can do this. and that's Jesus. And you know what he'll do? He can put in good water again. He can put in good water inside of us, and we need to even sometimes rinse that out, you know. I wouldn't want to drink out of that, even just when we poured it out, but, you know, we got to rinse it out and clean it. And then when we get cleaned out and cleaned up, and only Jesus can do that, then he can fill us up. He can fill us up with this water of life, water of life. And then we can become, once again, we can become something that will be refreshing to other people who are thirsty. Boys and girls, do you want to be refreshing when other people are around you and they're thirsty for Jesus? Do you want to be refreshing?
Yes.
Yes. And we want to remember that, because you know what? The Bible says when it comes to our reputation, I just want to read you one verse from the Bible. Do you know how to read, young man? Well, let me read this to you. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 1, the Bible says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. So of all the things that you could get in life, wisdom and a good reputation, they're better than having a lot of wealth and riches. And I want you to remember that, boys and girls, that if you do make bad choices, Jesus is the one that can clean out all of that polluted water inside and fill you with clean, refreshing water. Always remember that Jesus is the one that can do it. So you want to remember to say to Jesus, because he will do things for you when you ask that he won't do if you don't ask. So boys and girls, I want you to remember to say to Jesus every day, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. And ask Jesus to do that for you every day, boys and girls. And he will do that. So always remember that. You can go back to your seats now and be sure to pick up the offering plates.